how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
And here we are today, ladies and gentlemen, the 18th of November, is it? Wow. 2017. Well, we're getting ready, you know, for Thanksgiving, and we do open the program giving thanks to our Heavenly Father for the opportunity to still maintain ourselves on the air. And for RBN to still be here to bring a little bit of truth in a dark world, a world that prefers darkness to light, where Satan rules and his children are having a field day running the systems that they have created that are meant to fail. And you think of, you know, Matthew 25 and the predictions of then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins that we've referred to in the previous weeks. And 10, you know, had their lamps, but only a few had the oil of the lamps, you see. They were the ones who had the works. They were ready. They were prepared for the return of their master. The others were not. They were dilly-dallying and just having a good time. They were just enjoying things, and they were figuring, why bother? Don't worry. He's not going to come. But it tells us in the scriptures, prepare ye, for in a time when ye think not, an instant in which ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And that will be a day of, it'll be a day of weeping and gnashing of teeth for some, and for others a day of blessing. So definitely we want to consider the fact that in this dying world system, everything around us is in a state of devolution, not evolution. But devolution, where things are devolving into a lower state. The earth itself is crumbling. The surface of the earth, the systems of this world are in a state of decay, being exploited, being, shall we say, destroyed. The very resources that God has given us, contaminated, poisoned, toxified, in order that men may make profits and that they may enjoy some of the divvying up of what they have accumulated. So they think, so they believe. And what shall it profit a man if he gain it all, but loseth his own soul in the end? For nothing here in this earth and heaven age is meant to be everlasting, but he is. So we thank you and thank our audience for being here with us today. You know, we're going to talk about a variety of things today, and we're going to talk a little bit about JFK. Art is coming up in the next hour sometime, and Dr. Pass Ingram, Dr. K, is back today because he has a lot of updating to do, particularly about these fake attacks and these real attacks since 9/11, as well as the Kennedy assassination. That was a real assassination, no doubt about it. And let's bring him up right now. Dr. K, are you there?
Hi. Hello.
Hey, good to have you back, Dr. K. Are you able to hear us?
Yes, I can hear you good. Yeah, sure.
Good. Now, how have you been, Dr. K?
I'm doing, thank God, you know, blessings and great, everything cool, you know. And if you have good health, it's a big blessing, so happy with that.
Well, we refer to you quite often as someone who has helped attain healing for many, including yourself, when you have the, I guess you're pretty well all out of the, it's all a thing of the past, isn't it, with Lyme's disease with you?
Yeah, I mean, that disaster that eats you up alive, I don't have that anymore. But, I mean, Lyme is sort of an ongoing battle for any of the victims. It takes a good couple of years or a year on therapy, but I don't use the chemicals. I use the natural cures for that.
That's, and that's the key.
Even with that, usually the tough cases I've seen myself, I was a tough case, it takes a good year of wild oregano therapy, really, in its different forms, the oil, the juice, the crude herb.
It's right out of God's earth, what he's given us, the herbs. He tells us this, that the herbs are valuable. Even the kings and the prophets always referred to the herbal garden and referred to all of the fruits of the soil, the good figs, so to speak, and the beautiful vegetation and the vines that have grown from the earth that God put there. He put them there for us to enjoy and to keep us healthy, not to eat the swine and to eat all of the buzzards and to eat the dangerous things that crawl at the bottom of the ocean that bring us sickness and sorrow, but for our own good. Do you think people listen today to that?
Well, here's the situation. There's nothing to listen to because everything's a charade. I mean, all the energy is put to lies and deceit. So the good stuff, the good word, the positive, the upbeat, the blessings, the divine ordinances never get a chance, not even the breath of, not even a whiff of that. So, I mean, it's like this. It's like, okay, look what happened. You take a sitting president and you blow his head off. And then you go around nowadays and saying it was a fake assassination. So you have your criminal moles that are trying to confuse people. Now you have people going around saying the earth is flat. So you've got, they're trying to get people confused and get them on the wrong track. Purposely, maliciously. In 911, it was a beam weapons from outer space that dissolved the World Trade Center. You get this stuff. And just to see how gullible people will be. See, and everybody's caught up in that. And we never hear anything about the good word. Confusing.
Right. Well, I just had this discussion the other day with one of my TV viewers locally. And, he and I got together about 15 months ago. And he's he's a crackerjack, a nice guy, wonderful guy, but he's all caught up in all of this business about, well, what is to come, the alien societies and all of these, the fake sun and the real sun and the alternative universe. And that's all well and good. You can see parallelisms, the fakery that exists and so forth in astronomy. Yes, particularly out of NASA. We know that. But on the other hand, you get so wrapped up, I told him, in following all of these boogeymen that you don't keep your focus on God. And that is, he is in control of everything. Let's not worry about a comet or a planet that's going to collide with the Earth when you know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but that's the whole purpose of it is to so that we don't think about our Creator. We don't even give five seconds to give consideration of his greatness, his magnificence, his creation, his interaction with his human beings, his love and compassion, his mercy, and his power. I mean, his fierce powers. It never even gets discussed. Here the God is taking care of everybody, even people who don't believe in him. The sun shines on even the disbelievers. Isn't that where the Jesus was saying that? So we never get a chance to take that one statement or something else, another sage or prophet. That's what TV should be. That's what radio should be. We should be looking at the blessings of God and delving into it, expanding it further. That's what he expects out of us, and it never gets a chance. Because the rabbis are busy doing their dirty deeds, basically,
Well,
if you want the truth of it.
Secular media that they have offered us on a plate is what they feed to our minds on a daily basis. And they have been doing this to us, as you know, since time immemorial. It didn't just begin in the post-70s era and the sexual revolution, but it had been disguising itself as a family, innocent America in the 1950s. And you say, what innocence in America? Eisenhower? And you look back and you say, I like Ike, but what was Ike doing? What had he done in war? What was going on in this country? We were being put to sleep while the communist enemy was devouring up nations, killing and slaughtering.
They had to devour Germany first.
Yes. See? Yes.
They had to take out the Kaiser in Germany and that whole thing, and then they systematically took the rest down.
And, yeah, so it wasn't a time of innocence, really. It really wasn't. It was a distraction. It was an illusion.
Well, you got the SV, you got the SV-40 monkey virus that Salk and Sabin, the Zionist moles that they were, you know, maliciously through their own profiteering, imposed that carcinogenic virus on, what, 300 million people? I mean, how do
cancer
you pull someone...
today is just a reflection of that virus, that shot, the polio vaccination. Ever since then, we have never seen a diminution but an increase, as you know, in cancer death rates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so while everybody's been blindsided or has been distracted, here we get inoculated through the protocols of Zion. It says right in there, we shall inoculate them to weaken and denude them so that they are not competition to our ferocious plot. And so you never get to talk about this stuff.
How many people died today?
Yeah?
They have no time for what you just said. They don't want to make time for God. They don't want to make time for family. Now it's all sitting in front of a little box in a building or a public facility or in a rest area or in a restaurant, and they're looking at their all of their mails. They're looking at all their texts rather than talking to people, rather than functioning as they used to.
That's right. It's pretty unfathomable that there's so much beauty and magnificence just in the Creator's handiwork. I mean, you know, just to divert a little bit, the 16th century author, Count Beauvanliers, is very difficult for me to pronounce my French, but he wrote the book, The Prophet Muhammad, okay? So he said, look, the Western world has lost beyond count by castigating, denigrating, by belittling, by scandalizing this man. If they would have just put it all aside and learned from his sage-like advice, they would, you know, the Western world would gain vast, incredible. So what do we have? We have Jesus being attacked. We have Moses being scandalized. We have the Prophet Muhammad. You can't even talk about all the negative things that are said about him. And you never get a chance to see what they said. You know, that you would benefit from it. Everybody, you don't have to be a Christian or a Muslim or somebody, a Jew, you know, everybody would benefit from what he said. Even an atheist would dramatically benefit.
You're right. It's a world devoid of any meaning before God himself. That is, any desire, if you will, to know God and the Creator of everything, because he is the Creator, and no matter what, the negative as well as the positive that we see in this world today, he doesn't lose track of. You know, he's in control. And he even uses, you know, the atheists are sometimes the best people that I can talk to, people that have no brainwashing in them, people that have no conditioning of the mind, because they know that the religious world today is largely a hucksterism world.
Mm.
It's a world of delusion. You know, it's, have you sent me your pledge drive yet? Have you sent in your money? If you bless me in this ministry, God is going to return it tenfold. Mm. They are sick of that. They don't want to hear that, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
It's hucksterism. Yeah. It's money and filthy lucre, Dr. Cash.
Oh, it is.
Filthy lucre.
So we must learn from this and take what God has given us and expound upon it, expand upon it, talk about it, benefit from it, learn from his refinements as a creator. And I mean, I even think of how people who could have gotten into an accident, how he prevents it, how he alerts you. Perhaps a plane is stalled on the runway for a new part to, you know, protect his people. You know, there are countless things that he does. I just, in my own life, constantly, even if I don't pay the right attention to him as I should, he's still giving constantly his love, compassion, care, consideration, trying to give messages continuously to the vulnerable humankind. We got to start listening.
Yes, no question about it. You know, whole business to talk about a little bit later too is this new movement now to be politically correct that was the result of the post-60s, post-Vietnam era. This business now, which is coming into the fore of concern over sexual improprieties, is as phony as a $1 bill, I'll say, okay? Yeah. All of these scandals and all of these allegations now, sure, there's a lot of truth to them, but what is it really all about? This is what I'd like to philosophize with our audience for a minute, because I remember in the 1980s when I was testifying before a committee in the legislature in my state on the sex education, AIDS education programs in the classroom, and I opposed them for many reasons. But not the least of which was the fact there was an agenda here. And what is the agenda? Is it because they love our children so much, these humanists, these secularists, these Talmudists, these new agenda, new ages? No, it's not because they love our children, because these are the same people that have committed abortion, that have promoted abortion as being a very nothing more than a woman's choice. Now, all of a sudden, they're concerned about protecting our children, they're protecting our loved ones, they're protecting the... No, it's about the state, the government becoming the father and the mother, paternalistic government taking over what's left of the family and creating a nanny state, a snitch state, where now, like in Cuba, communist Cuba, you see somebody doing something out of the ordinary and something that's in defiance of communism, something that is in defiance of the state, and you report them and you bring in the DGI, you know, or the KGB, and bring them in and put them up on trial. Now our schools, I can tell you, have never been in worse shape than they are today, reaping what we've sown. There's scandals every day. Well, assistant principals are leaving. They're claiming sick leave. They're trying to get their pensions because they may be next in being accused of some sexual mishandling or some sexual impropriety with regard to a child. You have to do is look at a child now, Doc, raise your eyebrows and smirk. And now that's a sexual assault now.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this is about government, not about family. It's not about morals. It's a phony morality.
It is. I mean, right now, a child has the can go and say, "I want to be vaccinated." So you're, and then supposedly then they get it. So that's, like you said, to destroy the family, the sanctity of the family unit. That's the whole plot. Rockefeller had that plot long ago. Kill the family unit, socialize everybody into the system, give sanctity to the power of the parents. If you spank your child, you can come down on social services, can take the child. I mean, all of this nonsense.
Well, now, the flip side of that is parents who have objected to their child being vaccinated now or teaching against it, even in a private homeschooling, can beckon forth the arm of the law coming into the home and saying that you're guilty of child abuse.
Yep.
Your child needs that vaccination. Every child should be vaccinated.
Yeah. Yep, it's exactly what you said. It was a pre-orchestrated scheme to undermine the family unit, and it's already feeble even before that. So it is a plot. I mean,
it's all about control then.
Yeah.
It's about control.
I mean, just the fact that you can take a sitting president, I know you wanted to discuss that. You have that much capacity that you can shoot his head off, or that you can take down Manhattan, the two tallest buildings in the United States, and get away with it. So what's the big deal to destroy the U.S. family unit? Each mother, each father should fight fiercely to maintain their authority and their control over their family. And
only we have real fathers and mothers, huh? Today, that's right. All right, we will return, Dr. K, with me in the next hour or so, and we're going to talk about JFK next. Stay tuned, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
We are back now, ladies and gentlemen, and Rick Adams with Dr. K with us today. We want to get into the JFK assassination. What is this now, 54 years, Dr. K, since the murder of John F. Kennedy in Dallas? And, you know, I was just looking at these so-called newly released documents, the 10,000 or so that, you know, we're being entreated to. Now, you know, and I know that in those so-called official documents, there is no exposure of the fact that the CIA, connected to the Mossad, to the OSS, was responsible for setting up the very scene that enveloped in Dallas in 1963, oh, yeah, this very week. So you know you're not going to learn anything from them, and we don't really need – we can piece together, as I've said before, all of the factors involved, all of the interests in taking down John F. Kennedy and what died with him. Yeah. But the most important of all is what? The most important link of all is this guy, Jack Rubenstein, Jacob Rubenstein, who literally had so much sway over the Dallas Police Department that now you can go back in hindsight and just investigate that aspect of it to see how he was given free rein to eliminate Oswald right on the spot. And you can see the pose. It's just, we've talked about it before. Open arms, go ahead, we're going to take him down. And then it was the love of the president. And then he didn't want Mrs. Kennedy to go through all of the anguish of an investigation and a murder and so forth and go through all of the details. Well, you know, and I know, that's just nothing but Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah, for sure. And his fake imprisonment and everything else. But Rubenstein was right. He was just one part of the Mossad, the mutated Mossad hub, which included Angleton and a number of other moles in the so-called OSS CIA.
Yes.
And then, of course, Lyndon Baines is another Zionist agent, as you well know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
we're going to play a clip of him, too, very shortly, very brief clip. He is being interviewed about the assassination. I want people to hear what he said. And as well as, I believe it was, let's see, who else was in on this clip? Now, I think it was a couple of other people, a couple of voices. It looked like John Chancellor was doing this this interview. And it's most revealing as to what LBJ himself actually said about some outside forces. So we got Ruby and we've got LBJ, just a brief clip. But you point out the fact that, you know, LBJ had to be totally involved in this, and he didn't carry it out. I don't believe he and George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, were the only people who did this.
No, no, they were.
They were in
part of it. Yeah,
they were in the know. They didn't carry it out.
Yeah, he was a stooge for the Harriman Brown clique, you know, and General Dynamics and the warmongers, and boy, they were furious with JFK, you know, and but now the other thing is that a lot of people don't know this, and I hate to broach it, but it looks like you couldn't take a risk of shooting him from a distance. So the best thing you could do is plug him in the limousine, you know, assassinate him in the limousine. And if you really look carefully, really slowly at the Zapruder film, you do see a gun flash after one of the people turns around and points towards Mr. Kennedy, and it's Connolly. Connolly swings
Let me ask you this now. The Zapruder film, Zapruder himself was a Zionist Jew.
Yep.
Okay? He happened to be there, just happened to be on the scene.
Yeah.
Now, Kodak also developed the film, and they had a lab in New York, and they also could have doctored the film. So is that also possibly a distraction, or was that real, do you think, in your eyes?
If they were going to doctor it, logically, they wouldn't want to show any evidence where a shot could come from, and it looks like they screwed up because Connolly was just conveniently wounded and then giving interviews. Nobody can see his wounds. You know all these fakes we have now: Las Vegas fake, Sandy Hook fake, whatever.
Yeah,
and you know, and they preserved his suit with red stain on it. Nonsense. And I mean, I'm very suspicious that they had to have a secondary plan where they could have an assassin right there, shoot him, and not miss. And if you look at the how the head exploded off, that's a, you know, there's some power there.
The witnesses also were, several hundred people who had witnessed this. And they knew, they were in the know. Some of them had
the limousine slowed down all of that, right? To a dead stop.
Yeah, right. Now, some of them managed to die very quickly afterward in case there was a contradiction of the official story. Very interesting. All right, we'll come right back, folks. Join in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, we're back, folks. All right. My end here, I'm just hearing a little wavering in the sound, so hopefully it's just the a temporary intermitting thing. But anyway, hopefully you can all hear me clearly, Dr. K. Can you hear my voice clearly?
Yes,
all
definitely.
Right. All right, you're quite audible, too. Now, I got this clip. I want you to just listen to it. It's very brief. This interview and what he says, Rubenstein says, and then what LBJ says about the assassination, and you can interpret it any way you'd like, but I want you to listen to it, and hopefully we'll have enough volume here to hear it, because obviously it goes back to early 60s following the assassination. So, all right, play it again, Sam.
The world will never know the true facts of what occurred, my motives.
Do you think that Jack Ruby is the type of man that was capable of killing the assassin of President Kennedy out of love for Kennedy, out of political motives?
I don't think he loved Kennedy that much.
He had so much to gain and had such an ulterior motive.
I can't honestly say that I've ever been completely relieved of the fact that there might have been international connections.
You mean you still feel that there might have been?
I have not completely discounted.
For putting me in a position I'm in. will never let the true facts come above the light to the world.
All right.
Well, that would seem to indicate that you...
Is that the whole clip?
Sounds like it.
Okay. Well, did you happen to hear Rubenstein say that you will never really know exactly the whole story of this assassination? I think he was absolutely being truthful there.
Yes.
Also, LBJ, what did he say? He did talk a little bit further, I believe, about the Warren Commission, how he had confidence in it, and he thought there were some good people on the commission. Yet, at the same time, he would not rule out international involvement. Now, you know, I mean, we know he was a liar and everything else, but that's beside the point. What exactly was he saying or admitting to in that statement, do you think, Doctor?
I think he was just trying to distract people, more or less, you know, because the international is so vague. We just need to look right under our own nose. The guy was shot. You know, he was shot from a fairly close distance, and it was a slightly moving target, although they slowed the limousine down, so it had to be extremely accurate. One or two hits to kill the president. Couldn't be wounded. He had to be killed. Had to blow his head off. And it was done by the Jews. I mean, they killed him. They killed Bobby Kennedy.
I have
Kennedy.
No doubt. That's right. And the line of succession, the killers and those who were assassinated also were part of the pattern that we have discussed here. No question about that. All roads lead to Jerusalem, it says, you know, in the Bible. We're told that it's a generation of the fig tree, that this would be the fact that all things would come to pass in this generation that we live in now, including, and most importantly, that tree that was planted in the shoot, if you will, of the evil figs in Jerusalem in 1948. And that's what Christ said. He said, this is an evil tree. The tree would bring forth nothing but bad fruit.
That's right.
Isn't that the case today?
Yeah. So any tiny little rule of law that we had in America was wiped out when the two Kennedy brothers were assassinated. You have a not-so-complex situation. You have Dimona, where apparently Kennedy flat-out told Ben-Gurion, you're not going to have nukes in the Middle East. There aren't going to be nukes. We're going to dismantle that. And we're going to. Apparently, he was going after the Federal Reserve. And wasn't he about to dismantle the CIA, a.k.a.
Mossad? Yeah, you're right.
So,
you're right. He did say he would want it dashed into 1,000 pieces or so.
Yeah. And then,
I guess it was.
And here's the big thing. You would have had the legacy of the Kennedys, because you would have then had Bobby Kennedy, who would have been president for 8 years, and John's son would have been president. So, mm-hmm. And of course, he was obviously blown out of the sky or something, Junior.
Yep.
And so obviously that Camelot legacy had to be eliminated to get the complete Zionist control, therefore the DHS, which is unopposed, therefore the Mossad running the White House, Kushner, whoever before him, Obama, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to kill him.
But the fallout of it is most interesting. You point to Dimona, and you point to the nukes in Palestine, and how did that come about? Well, JFK said no, and immediately after that, after they had that conversation, Ben-Gurion and he by White House to Tel Aviv, that was it. Short time later, what happened? He was killed in Dallas.
Yep.
A variety of interests were used, you know, mafia, which were tied into the Cosa Nostra, we know. Also, the OSS, the CIA, Mossad complex. A host of characters were involved in it, but nobody wanted him eliminated more, I don't believe, than the city of Jerusalem, because of what he said and what he did. So after his assassination, what happened? What did Johnson do? Well, we know he did a number of things. He gave them carte blanche, whatever they wanted. They proceeded with the nuclear option, you know, the Samson option, as it were, by Cy Hirsch, which they would have used, they said, in the 1973 war. They didn't need to, okay? And the fact of the matter is that every single thing was reversed that could have been reversed under Johnson. The Congress went along with it. The only thing they could not get through was a major piece of gun control legislation, and that they would repeat in 1968. Now we have Dianne Feinstein, we have Schumer, we have Levin, we have Bloomberg, and a whole host of others who are pushing, Schiff and others, pushing for that five-year plan that they announced 4.5 years ago, that we would have a confiscation of the so-called assault weapons in America today.
Yeah,
so the plan is going on.
The only place where you can have a fully armed public is the Zionist Strip.
Mm-hmm.
No other,
yes.
Because the cowards there could never fight a legitimate war. So,
right.
Emasculinate, degun Australia, degun Britain. The only target left is the United States.
Well, that's the major target, United States and Europe as well. So, some people have been opining about that, and they've been demonizing so-called gun owners as NRA robots. And my retort has always been very simple. They only wish to God they had an NRA in Hungary and in Poland and in Czechoslovakia and in the Baltic states and in Bulgaria.
And the Middle East.
They only wish they had an NRA there.
Yeah.
When the communists took over.
Yep. So obviously for Zionism to do what Warburg said, would be done, you're going to have world Zionist government either by consent or force, therefore the murder by force of the Kennedys. Now that's three Kennedys that are gone. So obviously then you have the World Trade Center where you have murder, mayhem. We don't know how many second responders, whatever, died from asbestosis, from nuclear irradiation residues, from dust and filth. Nobody knows. I've talked to a couple of them as they were dying, because they followed your show, and some of them contacted me.
Yes,
and said,
yes.
It's not asbestos, Dr. K. It's not. You don't know what we're going through. Mm-hmm. Nuclear.
We don't know how many have actually died, not only the firefighters, but others, not only the workers there, but now others who had been in some way involved with the materials in those buildings.
Yeah.
We have no idea how many. The number is what? We don't know. We don't
Nobody
know
knows.
The exact number,
Nobody.
Do we?
Nobody knows the extent of the murder. Nobody knows what happened to the money. And that was a big one. That was a big GOMI fund, wasn't it? Billions that the American people coughed up out of their wallets.
The liability loss and the money that was collected by Silverstein's brother.
Oh, yeah.
The double indemnity. And, they even had Feinberg, Kenneth Feinberg, come into the Boston Marathon bombing drill and raised tons of money from that
well.
That was strictly
nobody
Israeli
knows what happened
operation.
To it. It could have went to the Israeli discount bank straight to the Tel Aviv for all anybody knows. And Madoff, nobody has, not one penny has, as far as I know, been restituted to any of his victims. But the attorneys got paid.
Legal system, right? The courts, the Mulcahy's, the judges were bought and paid for. And this is what we have in a number of cases. In Boston, Massachusetts, it was Judge O'Toole. We had a show trial there that was a setup for the Boston Marathon bombing hoax. Then we had this case here in Rhode Island, which was actually a subsidiary of that, and where they shut down a whole neighborhood to apprehend these guys supposedly plotting. There was Nicholas Rovinsky, who was one of the Jewish actors. And then we had David Wright. And then it goes back to Rahman in Boston, and this all ties into an alleged plot to recruit people to kill Pamela Geller, which again goes back to Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
I find
another
that to
hoax.
Be very interesting.
Another hoax, yeah. Yeah, and that whole Boston smoke bombing hoax was all actors, even down to the so-called victims and the so-called shooters and the so-called bomb placement crew and...
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if that autopsy picture of Zarnoff is even real, Zanayev. I mean, I have no How do you know if any, unless you have hard evidence, personal experience, you must assume it's all fake.
That's my belief now, is that unless it can be proven, any incident of that magnitude can be proven absolutely empirically and can be proven through the physical evidence, no photoshopping, no CGI or anything, then I am going to be a naysayer. It's just that simple.
Well, you can't cannot go wrong. Believe. You're going to get 99.9% right. I mean, you know, exactly. If there's a murder, you have to have, like, a murder investigation. You're going to have, and there's blood and tissue, mm-hmm. especially if somebody's shot in the head and that. You're going to have very dangerous prions and material. You can't, you know, you have to have hazmat. You have to have very strong bleaching agents that you have to use to clean. You're going to have forensics. You're going to have detectives. You're going to have a murder investigation. You have to be careful because you could be sued if you interfere, or you could be arrested if you interfere with the investigation. You can't just have a bunch of report. Oh yeah, we're here over here. This is the guy that put the pipe bomb there. So we're here in his apartment.
You exposed also. I think you did a great job right up front by exposing the fact that you had it strategically placed at the very end of the marathon parade route. On what I call April Fool's Day that particular day, and it was lens crafters, businesses that were connected directly to Jewish owners who were connected to the Mossad, and then only then could they manage to cordon off the area, not at the beginning or the middle, but at the very end of the parade route,
yes.
So this thing could be made to look like it was real.
Like it was part of the marathon, and then you had the Home Depot guy. What more of a Zionist mole than him? And he loaned his name and his truck to that New York hoax.
Well, you got that's Bernie Marcus, the head man at Home Depot.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A host of people tied in, even to Breitbart. And oh my gosh! I mean, this is.
I mean,
the
how
deception
do you know?
Is so
you'd
incredible.
you'd have to physically be on site and see evidence of blood. I mean, real evidence of the shooting.
There was none in Boston. No, there was none. Absolutely none. Because I know people in Boston, and I'm only a stone's throw from there. And one particularly connected to the military, former military, and he said this thing was a psyop. This thing was definitely, positively follow up of 9/11. It was the beginning of a series of events that would be orchestrated to bring about a control grid over America, police state. Now that's what they did. They, as you remember, this Zaniah boy, in order to hunt him down, they had a battery, a team of heavily armed with those terrible weapons of mass destruction, those assault weapons, going in neighborhood after neighborhood, house to house, ordering people to come out of their homes with their hands up.
It was an experiment,
It was an experience. It was a training exercise that we know was done here in my neck of the woods in Warwick, Rhode Island, because they told people when they were hunting for these alleged, suspects, that they could not come back to their homes until all was clear. And
now,
people dutifully obeyed.
Mm-hmm. Wait, sorry.
No, I mean, they just obeyed. What could they do? Take on the military? You see, this is what we're talking about. A military police state.
Apparently, Mr. Tadashev, I don't know how, they did kill him. I mean, there's an autopsy photo with the stitches over the seeping wounds. You can see the seeping of serous fluid. So somehow the Mossad decided to assassinate him.
Well, they have their kills. They recruit and then they kill. And that's what happened with the Kennedy assassination as well.
Have known something, or they were afraid he'd know something, might go to the media, what have you, and they decided to take him out on the spot in his apartment.
Tamerlan.
So, I don't know, that was Tadashev, who was...
Well, Tamerlan,
Tadashev,
That's
so
the one.
I don't have any evidence that Tamerlan Zaniev was killed. All I have is an autopsy photo that somebody throws up into Linked or LiveLeak. We do have evidence that Tadashev was murdered to silence him.
Well, they had to be able to say that one survivor would admit to it that he killed his brother. That's what the gig was in the end. That's what they wanted people to believe.
That's
okay?
What they tried to get.
They didn't
they
want
ran
him
over him and all that and you know.
I mean, we had here in Providence the Providence Journal Bulletin, which is thoroughly one of the organs of control, had a reporter named Karen Lee Ziner. And she happened in the thick of this whole trial that came up, this mock trial, come up with a guy who just happened to live right next door to the Zanayevs when they were living in this apartment, okay? And his name, his name was Harel. He just happened to be a visiting Israeli. Now, I mean, you know, I have the article, a visiting Israeli who would testify that they were very noisy and very rude, and they were, you know, the kind of people you'd expect not to be good citizens of any state, but they were the kind you would expect to be terrorists. Now, this is coming right from them. Yeah. So we know the Israeli government from 1963. We can go much farther back than that. But the assassination in Dallas, these other assassinations, Bobby Kennedy, talk about the setup of... we're going to come back. Okay. I can't hear
you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back again, folks. I guess I got cut off by the break, but we're here again, and we're not hearing the music sometimes, but now we're hearing it better. So, Dr. K, the fallout, the ancillary effect of what we saw in the Boston hoax and Sandy hoax before that, of course, was very interesting because we see a pattern, again, that was well laid out well in advance. of these executed events. Now, yeah. I know on your website, nodisinfo.com, you were talking about now the Northern California, you know, shooting that purportedly took place there. We talked about the Las Vegas shoot, talk about the Texas purported church massacre, all of the questions that are unanswered. And you notice how Las Vegas just totally went right off the map when the whole story was beginning to unfold and unravel and come apart. So many contradictions in that whole thing. So now they just totally took that off the radar. Totally took it off the radar.
Can you imagine the amount of effort it took to do the Las Vegas one? Because there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of revelers that had to be coordinated in there, that had to be paid, that had to sign a non-disclosure, that had to, submit themselves to the system, to lie and to obfuscate and to cheat. Incredible. And then if you think about Boston, now that took a lot of coordination because you had to have all of these prior amputees. You had to get them on board, promise them their artifices and their cash. Then you had to dress them all up on site under the watchful eye of the Zionist media to make it look real. So that was a tough one. And it didn't take long for it to be, you know, revealed. But yeah.
It was still a poor job, but you know, the thing is it still was poor enough to be seen by many and photographed despite all of the shutdown of cellular communication, to be photographed and videoed with all of the anomalies and all of the fakery going on, including, as you know, what was going on with the costume, department there, the cutting, the ribbons, and so forth, Arandantes, a number of people who were spotted there who were actually doing this, who were putting trash on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
Film producers were there, but the other thing that was really interesting about that was the amount of Ziploc bags with fake blood. They were very careless on that one, and they also used these blood bladders. They would hide in their chest or in their back. Yep. They had a tube so nobody could see, and then they'd slip that tube onto the ground or somewhere and start squirting that red paint.
And some of the latest ones, too, you on your nodisinfo.com website talk about the tear sticks.
Yes, the tear sticks are being used quite a bit nowadays. It makes you wonder if anything's real, whether it be Niger. And they try to get you to get bamboozled by having a few people that have pouring water down their face. And that's just, you know, aromatic tear sticks that you put by the tear duct, and you're going to cry, you know.
Okay, let's take a call. Well, I think we're up against the break, but let's bring him on. Hold him over. You're going to stay anyway a few minutes. Dave is in Texas. Hello, Dave. Come on up.
Well, I want to say, gentlemen, I'm really thankful this Thanksgiving for both of y'all. Y'all have just done some outstanding work for a long time.
Oh, aren't you something? Hang on.
Appreciate that. Anything you'd like to contribute besides the accolades?
Well, I thought we were going into a break. I heard the music, so I stopped.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, all right.
Couple of
stay
things.
With you. Don't move.
I had a
just
couple
stay
of
with
items.
Yeah. Okay. It's coming. Here we go. Music is playing. Midtime break. Dr. K will stay. Stay with me.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.